Today we're going on.
So we're going to get on board.
Forward ho.
Study test.
Study test on the base.
Okay, so this one.
Study test.
Okay, see today. Yeah. So, see you today. Tosfos Divrei Hamatzchel lo yichesu lo. Small Tosfos, but a very interesting Tosfos. Lo yichesu lo.
Says the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that even a poor person, the Mishnah said that the poor person must, can't eat until he leans, right?
The first one?
Lo yifchesu. Yeah, lo yifchesu lo. And then the first, yeah. And lo yifchesu lo in other cases. So it's like the Tosfos, Pirush Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Gavoi Tzoka. What's lo yifchesu loy? What's the Lashon Rabim? They shouldn't. Says the Rashbam, says the Tosfos, says the Kosher Rashbam, it's going on the Gavoi Tzoka. Who's they? He should have the Arba Kosher. Right. Why did they say they? It means they should ensure that he has Arba Kosher. They should ensure he has Arba Kosher. V'cheiner, midloy tani. Sorry, I missed that 2 words. The Goras lo yifchesu. So who worked out what Tosfos mean by this Gusa lo yifchesu? The Goras lo yifchesu. What exactly does Tosfos want from this Gusa? Because he managed to work it out. What does Tosfos mean when he says the Goras lo yifchesu? What's the Gusa here? No, even lo yifchesu. If it's lo yifchas, then it's very good, then it'll be going on him. Now, Tosfos is saying, the Rashbam had a problem. Why is it in the Lashon Rabim? It says, must be going on the Gavoi Tzoka. Tosfos, regardless of lo yifchasu, that we have a Gusa. If that's the Pshat, we have to have a Gusa, lo yifchasu. Oh, so as you ask me, it means, regardless of lo yifchasu, and not the lo yifchasu. If it's with the, what means the connection, yeah? If it's with the verb, then it's a continuation of what we just spoke about, right? Then it's a connection of what we just spoke about. We spoke about he has to eat. He should lean. And then what's lo yifchesu? V'lo yifches. And they shouldn't give him. They should make sure he has 4 cups of wine. Shouldn't be and. Says the Tosfos, if you're going to say it's referring to the Gavoi Tzoka, then we have to take off the Vav and have a Gesa. Lo Yifchesu, and you did a new Prat Halochi. Lo Yifchesu, the Gavoi Tzoka, to ensure that he has 4 cups of wine. That's what the Gavoi Tzoka have to make, ensure. V'chein here. And that's what it seems to be. How do I know that the Rashbam must be right? Medeloi Tzoni, lo Yifchois. Loshen Yochid. Why is it talking about if it's not talking about the Gavoi Tzoka, it should have been without the Vav. What's the second Vav? Lo Yifchesu. Why does it say Lo Yifchesu? If it's referring to him, it should have been Lo Yifchois. Lo Yifchois. He must make sure he doesn't have less than 4 koses. So why is it saying Lo Yifchesu Loshen Rabim? Who's the Rabim here? Who's the Rabbim? Must be the Gavoi Tzoka. Okay, much better, Zvaru? Right. So Tosfos, Velekele Meima, don't say that the Lashon Rabbim is going on the 4 koseis. The Yifchesu, the Lashon Rabbim is a Dalet Koseis Koi. Then make sure you have 4 cups. So don't have less than all of them. Lo yifchesu. Don't have less than them. That means you have to make sure you have 4 cups. Don't say that. Dim kain havelei lemisni arba kaseis. It should have said lo yifchesu arba kaseis. Don't have less. Have 4 cups, not less than 4 cups. Why does it say below mem? Why does it say with a mem? Lo yifchesu me'ar b'kaseis. Lo yifchesu me'ar b'kaseis means they must ensure. Like I'll give you more, but not less than 4 cups of wine. Right? If it's talking about a person himself, then he should have just said how much cups he needs to drink. Lo yifchis abakusis. You need to have 4 cups of wine. If we're talking about the kibbutz soccer have to make sure he's got enough food for yomtiv. But there's a minimum. He mustn't give them less than 4 cups of wine. So says Tosfos, it must be referring to the kibbutz soccer from the fact that it's loshen rabim. So yifchisu. Maybe you'll say the Lashon Rabbim is going on the 4 cups, that he should ensure he's got 4 cups. So just say, Lo yifchisu abakusis, make sure you've got 4 cups. If you're talking about the kibbutz soccer, then we understand why he says, May abakusis. They must ensure that he doesn't have less than abakusis. Must have less than abakusis. Even could have, they could give him a lot more. And nothing less than other cases. For the mem is a gilui that we're referring also to the gabbai stalker here. Okay, Adkan was the simple part of cases. So Rashbam says it's referring to the gabbai stalker, and they have to make sure you've got no less than 4 cups of wine. So now the last 2 words of the Mishnah are very difficult. What does that mean by vafilu min hatamfui? The gabbai stalker have to make sure that he doesn't have less than arvakeisos, afilo min hatamchui, even from the tamchui. What do you mean by even from the tamchui?
Even if he didn't get it.
The gabbai stalker have to make sure even from the tamchui. What does it mean? So Ashfam tells me it's not referring to the gabbai stalker. The Gabbai Stocker has to give him money. Now, even somebody who's from the country is so poor and he didn't get anything, he has to work really hard to make sure he's got his money. He has to sell his clothes even, and he has to hire himself out. He has to ensure they have wine for the other cases. He doesn't read so well because we're saying, Le'iv Chasula is going on who? And Apila Ben Atamcha is referring to
Naomi,
which isn't so gishmak, right? Lo'iv chesulua means the Gabbai Tzarka has to make sure. And Afilu Ben Tanchu means even if the Gabbai Tzarka didn't give him, and even if he's a Tanchu, he has to make sure that he'll have it. That's how the Rashbam learnt it. Zok Tzitzis, that's not the Pshat. They say that's not the Pshat. So how to come a Min HaTamchu, that's why it says Min HaTamchu. What do you mean by Min HaTamchu? Nothing about selling yourself. He shouldn't refrain from receiving. So now, the words, I don't know what it means exactly. He shouldn't refrain from receiving in order to be able to mimkaim avakasis. One possibility is, what I mean, is based on a Gemara in Kufyut Beis. The Gemara says, on this Gemara of Avinu Min HaTamchui, let's have a look there. Have a look in Daf Kufyut Beis. We're going to learn a Daf Kufyut Beis in another 10 daf or so.
Yeah.
Aleph. Kufyut Beis on the Aleph. Avinu Min HaTamchui. You know, you see it over here. Right. Avinu Min HaTamchui.
Where is it?
You see two dots there. It's about 7 lines down and a wide line.
Two dots? Yeah, about
2 minutes. So the Gemara said, Misha said, that even somebody from the Tamchoi has to whatever. But the Gemara of Shita, obvious. It's obvious you have to. It's obvious you have to make sure you've got your avakosos. It's shita. Says the Gemara, like Nitzcha, Ella, Afila, Bekiva. Going like Bekiva. Toma, Asay Shabbat Rechel. Bali starts to attack the Greeks. Bekiva holds that a person has to try, and it's better to make your Shabbos like a weekday meal rather than burdening yourself on the table. After Tzach Lebrius. So a person, Tzach Lematzah, somebody wants to live like Rebbe Kiva, So come Seder night, every Shabbos meal, he'll have a weekday meal. He'll have a cup of beer instead of wine. He won't have money for wine, so he'll have a cup of beer. He'll eat maybe a piece of herring, a little cracker, and that will be his Shabbos meal. I could go to the Kupah. We could go to the Tamchuis to get a decent Shabbos meal. No. I say Shabbat Tochoil, Baal Tzitzach Lebris. Machlik is Reb Kiva Machachomim, and Reb Kiva holds that way. I say Shabbat Tochoil, just like you would do on a Monday or a Tuesday, that's what you should do for Shabbos. Baal Tzitzach Lebris. So therefore, this person say the night, come say the night, he doesn't have money for four cups of wine. He doesn't have money for that. So he has a shaila what to do. Should he act like in a weekday and not have four cups of wine? Or no, that here, for some reason, different. Says the Gemara, here's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is that even somebody who's an oni, who would normally be a Tish of Atrachoil, Mishum Pestum, Hacham Mishum Pestum Anissa, here, because of Suminissa, he has to take from the Tamchoi. He has to take from the Tamchoi. That's stuff in the Gemara. So the Gemara is telling me, now even though normally you wouldn't have to, but here, yeah, that was the Apostle Pshat in Tesis, what we just learned. Tesis said, Sheloyimna Melekabel. Sheloyimna Melekabel, he shouldn't hold himself back from taking. He shouldn't, because even though normally he wouldn't have to, but hey, because it's still an issue, you do have to. That's the Apostle Pshat in Tesis. Sheloyimna Melekabel. You got it? That's Apostle Pshat. What's the question, Pshat? What's difficult with this pshat?
So it's the change in the subject?
Again, the change of the subject. We started speaking about the Gavoy Tzoka, and then we moved on to the din of the person himself should take from the Tamach, even though he wouldn't normally do it. Right? It has changed the subject. We changed from the Gavoy Tzoka to the person himself. That's the koshi. So the Moskva, the back, this is what we said yesterday. We should try and look at the Moskva. The
Moskva.
Has the Gemara fear that very good question. Very good question. We'll come to that. Very, very good question. Very good. So the Moskva brings Tosis, like Tosis, but it's a slight different thing. He said, I'll read it out to you. Mikol Mokoyim. Somebody who doesn't, sorry, I'll start from the beginning. Fila mefanish min atamchoy daino oni shabani, and somebody really poor, his son is at a fail. Mishesh samot nishtei sudoi, somebody's got enough for two meals. Lo yitra min atamchoy, mikol mokoy. Says the Rashba, mikol mokoy, says the Motcha. Im lo yidnu gaboy stoko, if the gaboy stoko won't give him, yinkoy malbushov avu dalet kitsa. You have to sell your clothes for the Dalit cases. That's what, who said that, Shat? That's the Rashba. Says the Moskva, or Mordechai, for those that want it that way. Rabbi Yechiel said that's not the Pshat. So, Mike Yamashmalon, what's the Chiddush Bechlau? Cheetah! Obviously you have to sell your clothes. Keep in the Mechuyah B'Dalat Kaysa, since the Mechuyah B'Dalat Kaysa, how are you going to have Dalat Kaysa if you don't sell your clothes? Obviously you have to sell your clothes. Mali Yoshi, Mali Oni, what, you think it's a choice to have other cases? You've obviously got a Chiyuv to sell your clothes. So what's going on? What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? It's cheetah. So Oit Kasha says the Ashvah, says the Mokka, Oit Kasha, the Mashmah to Kaya Gabay Tzoka. We have continuation talking about the Gabay Tzoka. Sheyidnu loy min atamchoy. We're going on the Gabay Tzoka. Dokoy. Alo Yivchusu. It's going on lo Yivchusu. Lechayne Rabbi Nechiel. Therefore Rabbi Nechiel said, Temari, Sheyesh loy mozin shtey sudoy. He does have two meals. Well, me not, and we say, he's not allowed to take from the Tamchoy. Vim loy bishvil dalet koisai, then if not for dalet koisai, loy hoyo nizkak likak min a Tamchoy. He wouldn't have had to take from the Tamchoy. Or bishvil dalet koisai, and because of dalet koisai, Ka'oma, it says, Sheyidnu loy gaboy stoka, V'gaboy yitzdoka should give him afilu min ha-tamchoy, even from the tamchoy. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that there are two funds in the kupa. There's something called the kupa shot stoka, and there's something called the tamchoy. It's two different types of stoka organizations. And the person who's matim for the kupa has no schus to take from the tamchoy. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that for Alpha Kaisai, the Gavoy of the Tamchoy are allowed to give even somebody who had two meals for his, for say that he got two meals. She's not really matim for these people of the Tamchoy. Nevertheless, they can give him even from the Tamchoy. So then the Mishnah reads Gevaldik. Then the Mishnah reads amazingly. Afilu lo yichrashi, but lo yichrasu loy. Who's lo yichrasu loy? The gavoy tzoka should make sure that he has arba kreisis. The afilu min atamchoy, they can take the funds even from the tamchoy for this. The gavoy tzoka have a right to take the money from the tamchoy in order to make sure he got arba kreisis. That is what the modcha says. Shas, not mafurish and tesis that way. But the Marshal says Tzaisus means the Mordechai. Marshal says Tzaisus means lo yifchesu lo yimna melekabel, meaning that the Gavoy Tzoka should give him the money. The Gavoy Tzoka should give him the wine. Although he's not been met matim for this kufa, he's really matim for kufa shal Tzoka, not for the Tanchui. And nevertheless, in order he should have alba kaitzais, we give him the money from the Tamchoy, even from the Tamchoy, although he's not matim for that, even from the Tamchoy, and all these should have arba kreisis.
What should
they have? Right. That's why I personally wouldn't have learned Tzitzis like Moshe. I learned Tzitzis differently. I learned Tzitzis like we said before. Even though I wouldn't normally take from the kupa, I wouldn't normally take from the kupa, I'd normally make shamat nachoil. Over here, I would take from the kufa because Pishtuminis is different. Lo yimna melekabi, you should take. That's how I would have learned. But the Moshe learns a different shot, like I said. Mashal says it means Moshe. I'm willing to argue on Mashal on this. But, oh.
So that can't just be meaning two different things. You can't
tell the Mordechai
to say one thing.
It could. It could be good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying Mashal
learned it. I would just point out that I mentioned that what's the kiddush that an ani should have for cups of yain, obviously. The Yavi thinking that it mentioned, I think you mentioned it, because David mentioned that the link, it sounded like there's like a link between four cups and Chanukah. I know that Chanukah, right, technically speaking, the Mahajir and Mahajir have to have like eight. But theoretically, if you were four and you only had one, you were yaitzim with one. So if we're going to make a link between this and that, you could say, maybe there's a habami that a poor person who has one cup of wine and it's not. Who's to say that he, maybe just the minimum Hajjis have four. Maybe if he would have thought that if he only had one, it would have been enough.
Right. So then the difference is, in your question, Shailas Chocham Chatzi Tshuva. That's the question of a Chocham is already half a Tshuva. So in your question, you already said the answer. That Mahadim and Mahadim, the mitzvah is one there. Mahadim and Mahadim, you don't have to do it if you don't have money for it. But here, the mitzvah is Arba Kreisis. No. You know, mitzvah is one Kreisis, but Mahadim is to do four Kreisis. The mitzvah is to have Arba Kreisis, because if it's teaching, it's starting to go out of the country. The mitzvah is to have Arba Kreisis. And the mele, you need to have all four. So that's Moshe's question.
So
we're talking about four cups.
I'm saying that maybe you could say that.
Yeah, that maybe there's a fact you have to find Makur. That the chiddush is he has to do the hikur that you're learning. He's not learning that. He's saying Arba Kreisis is one mitzvah. I'm doing less than that. You're not doing the mitzvah.
Also, I'm just curious. In Kutub Beis, when it says Pesu Mitzvah, here when we learned Erev by Erev Pesach, the reason why the Kiddush that we learn by Erev Pesach is because the mitzvah of Matzah didn't say because of Pesu Mitzvah. How come over there it mentions specifically Pesu Mitzvah here?
Here it's saying that because of the Sumanissa, the Oni has to make sure to drink it.
Right.
Even an Oni. Even if you would have done Shabbat for Choyl, you still have to make sure.
Specifically, by the way,
by the Matzah, you didn't take the Sumanissa. Why?
Why you have to starve yourself before? It's because
Jesus
is not
Matzah. No, that's a different point. That's a different point. The reason why you have to be able to eat the Matzah, if they offer him, to make sure you don't eat beforehand. It's a different point.
So what's the
reason
not eating and
not
being hungry? Isn't it because of the
Sumanis? It's not because of the Sumanis. Why not? Because otherwise you won't be able to see the mitzvah. You won't be able to see the
mitzvah.
Which is washing,
he's
washing,
not properly, he's washing the
Lord. Rashbam is also
washing.
Right, very good. Rashbam was meant to set off the mitzvah, that we saw in Tesis, didn't know. Tesis said that the problem is that you'll eat, and you'll be so stuffed, you won't be able to eat more. That's not hidden mitzvah, it won't be the kind of mitzvah. Okay, I want to just go to the point that we're focusing now on. We've said, a mitzvah says, I feel a man of tamkri. We've said together today, three mahalkim, what a feel a man of tamkri means. Three different mahalkim, what a feel a man of tamkri means. Number one, the Rashbam. Feel a man of tamkri means?
He has to go sell himself.
Number two is the pshat which we suggested on Tesis, that even though normally you wouldn't have taken from the soccer, even though it's very not gishmak to go to a soup kitchen and get your wine, and better to try and manage without it, make sure you get it. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three is the pshat of the mazgah. The mazgah says that the pshat is the gavoy stock, it can give even from the tamkri. Now, on those three shots that we said, one of them fits in well with the Gemara. The Gemara there said, Minatamkhui. Pshita, of course, you have to take from the tamkhui. Obviously you have to take from the tamkhui. Gemara said, oh no, you might have thought you should be like Rabbi Akiva. I say Shabbat Chayav about this, like Rabbi is. So here you should go out of your way in order to make sure you got your avocations. So you know Mele Kavit. So the question is, let's go with the three shots that we said. We had Rashbam, we had Tosfos, and we had the Mosque. Fidei Rashbam, what's the question of the Gemara of Shita? Shita, of course you have to do it.
Of course you have to sell the shirt off your back.
So what's the answer? No, going comes with Kiva.
No, you don't
have to sell the shirt off your back. What are you saying? Is that what were you saying?
I think you don't
have to. Oh, extra. Says it, didn't you? That with the Gemara, when it said Shita, was going that the Machlekes Chachomim and Rebbe Kiva. Chachomim say that a person should borrow from friends and go collecting in order to have Shabbos meal. Yeah, that's what the Chachamim holds. But Rebbe Kiva says no. What's the machlokes of Chachamim and Rebbe Kiva? Chachamim says the person has to degrade himself in order to be able to mekayim all the mitzvahs. Shabbos, not Shanim, Arba Minim. If you don't have money for Arba Minim, go and borrow. Go to your neighbor and say, listen, I don't have, unfortunately, I don't have any money for the Arba Minim, because you either lend me money, give me money, or give me your Arba Minim. I don't bother, don't care. But I have to show that I don't have money and I need it. So the Kiva says the person doesn't need to do that. Included in that, says the Rashbam, is selling yourself, selling your clothes. Do you need to sell your clothes in order to be able to have mitzvahs? According to the Chachamim, yeah, possibly. Of course you do. The person has to degrade himself and all to have it. So that's the Gemara. It's cheetah. Of course you have to do it. Sell your clothes. Of course you have to do it. No, we're going to have Kiva. Kiva normally says you don't need to. You don't need to say. You would have thought that you don't need to sell your clothes in order to be able to become this mitzvah. So you do have to sell your clothes even to become this mitzvah. That's how the Rashbam will explain the Gemara there. That means if it asks you, sure, a shayla. If sure, somebody doesn't have money for a Shabbos meal, what should he do about it? Does he need to sell his clothes in order to have a Shabbos meal? It depends on the common Kiva. Comes to Kiva, the whole thing, don't need to degrade yourself, so included in that, I don't need to sell my shirt. So men, I don't need to. With the exception of Islaminus. With the exception of Albuquerque. Albuquerque, you do have to do. So that's the Gemara's question and Teretz according to Rashba. Pshita, of course you have to sell your clothes. That's just according to Chachamim. No, when it's called Kundam Kiva. Kundam Kiva, who says you don't need to generally do it, but here you have to do it. Kundam Taita is very good. That's the Pshah we said. Lo Yimnim Elakabir. You wouldn't have normally borrowed or taken money from the Kuba, from the Tamchoi, for your meals. But for Shabbat, you do have to do it. But the Koshia Godoil, tremendous difficulty, is the Shittas Hamotcha. The Mother said it's referring to the Gevoy stock. It's referring to the Gevoy stock. The Gevoy stock can give even from the Tamchoi. Even from the Tamchoi they can give. Even though he's got two meals, they can take from the funds to give him wine. How can the Gemara tell that Pshita? Why did Pshita? What's the Pshita do with it? Pshita, of course you have to. Why did Pshita? So the Mot, the Shittas Mot is very difficult. The Shittas Mot says Pshat. What? The Gevoyt Stocker can take money from the Tamchoi in order to give him? That's the process. And what's going to do with Rebbe Kiva? So the whole Gemara there doesn't reach. The whole Gemara there, in that few days, doesn't fit in well according to the Mosra. Again, the Mosra says, what's Pshat? The Mosra says, a person got two meals. So he comes to the Tamchoi, he says, I need wine. So what does the Tamchoi normally tell him? Not here, go somewhere else. So here, Chiddush. That they should give him. It's just not Pshita. That's the Chiddush. No Pshita Bechlau. So that's the Koshi on the Masra. Maybe we'll have a Teretz soon. That's the Koshi on the Masra.
He needs to go with it, actually.
The Gemara says that we give it all.
We degrade yourself in place, but I'm giving you a way out. Eat the call.
Right.
Don't go to that. Not finish it.
Right.
So here again, it looks like he's on Rabbi Akiva's side of saying, before you degrade yourself in place, company should give you this. You should have one more out before you get to the point that you're a slave and all that. No,
not exactly.
You mentioned Rabbi Akiva. I thought that his whole point was that not that you should degrade yourself, but they shouldn't depend on other people.
Yeah, that's how you could have read it. The Rashbam clearly doesn't know that. The Rashbam understands that it's the person. He doesn't need to. Make your Shabbos clear. You don't need to borrow. You don't need to burden yourself on the children. The person doesn't need to degrade himself.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, but the question is, why is it Pshita? Well, ask him the Mosul what the Pshita is. The Gemara there says, on these words of the Mishnah, Pshita. It's obvious. Why is it Pshita? So obvious that the Gaboy stocker can give from the Tamfui? Is it obvious?
Yes. Is it that they can make do with a less than meal, a piece of herring or whatever, for Shabbos? But as far as the other kosher, that's
what the Gemara there says. As far as other cases, you need to have it. According to the Mosque, the Chiddush of our Mishnah here was, it's going on the Gaboy stocker. The Gaboy stocker can take the funds from the Tamfui to give him.
Tamfui's actually food.
Yeah, okay, it's food, or they had obviously funds in order to buy this wine and to buy the
based on that idea that he said we should be more stringent on the allowance of the Tamkoi.
They're saying maybe for this. That if a person would come, if comes to a kiva, we would tell the person, don't come to us. You have a crack in your fish. If a poor person would come to the temple, would they turn around and say, well, we passed out of the kiva, go and eat your hanging cracker? Or is that no, because himself he doesn't need to go to the stocker. Perhaps it's not like you're saying. Maybe it's because it's some thought while you're saying.
It doesn't seem like the spirit of the law.
No. No, it does not.
No, they keep it staying.
everybody says he can still sell his shirt and do that. He's giving him a way out.
Right.
Rather than be indentured, this is the time of freedom. I have a choice. You can sell your shirt and sit home and do the right thing. I think it would be him not to be sitting on my poor shirt. Sit back and let the whoever it is that's giving him, give him, so he can sit back a little bit freer. Now think about that on Monday he has to work to get his shirt back or get his right back. He thinks his name will make him.
The spirit of whose name will make
both Rabbi and
Kiva didn't speak about this.
Saying you're having crackers, you could still sell your shirt and have chicken and
Yeah, you don't need to.
But here's a way out. That's the way out, it's an option. And you can still do that. Same with Rabbi Mordechai saying, rather than do this, the Tanakh should give it.
Yeah, so they don't have a cooler in that way, yeah. Certainly. Sorry. There's one more mahalach. And I think maybe that's going to be the pshat in the mahalach. There's one more mahalach. The Torah says, and this Rafi said yesterday to me, the Torah says, what are we talking about here? A guy, like the mahalach says, a guy who's got two meals. And he's coming for wine. So the Torah says, this guy should sell his two meals and get money for the wine, and now he won't have two meals, so now he'll go to the tamtui. Right? A guy will sell his two meals to make money for the wine. He now has wine but not two meals, so now he doesn't have two meals. He's got a right to go to the tamtui.
To get what? The wine that he already has?
To get the meals. Tamtui is for food. But he has food. But because he needs wine, he'll sell his wine, but then his meal to require wine. But now he doesn't have meals. So now he goes to the tamtui to get his meals.
Who is going to sell his meals too?
The market.
Well, not by the food, the
shepherd's
food. Get all the money. Get all the money. He doesn't buy the food, he has the money. He's not qualified. He has enough money for
you. Yeah, in the case of the soul. Yeah. A guy comes to Erev Yontov. He's got his two meals. He's not qualified for the tamchoi. He needs Abed Koisais. There's a chiyuv for him to sell his two meals in order to be able to get his wine. And now he's got his wine, but he doesn't have two meals. Oh, you don't have two meals, you're not eligible for the dumpling. You go to the dumpling, get your meals.
I thought the two meal requirement was just a monetary value. If he has two meals worth of wine, he's better away.
No, he doesn't have to start spending his clothes to make sure that he doesn't even have that amount of money. Why? Well, the guy who's soon come to the dumpling, to the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
Say, one thing, you've got a hat, go and sell your hat. But he doesn't have to start selling his hat. He doesn't have liquid money now for his two meals. Doesn't have it. I've got other assets. I have other assets. He doesn't have two meals. He doesn't have two meals. He's going in front of him.
Why is the food in such a sticky way? I don't understand it. Like this.
Yeah. Otherwise, you've got my right to get from the tamtui.
Well, what is that? A skill. So you have to do the stick in order to get from the tamtui. Well, in order that they have to do the stick.
It's not a stick. He's got a chiv of avocases. Because he's got a chiv of avocases.
But that chiv, so it also to
so you've got a chiv, so you have avocases. So you've got to make sure you get them, so you'll sell your food. Now you don't have food, but there's a coupon for that.
If you don't need food, never get food from the town. The clan, you don't need to eat food. You don't need the person that shouldn't need at all. So we never need the food at all.
Explain it, I'm not
the that. Person, this person goes to the soup kitchen every day.
No, he doesn't, because he's got two meals.
I got some meals.
But now he won't, because now he's sold them. Right. And now he doesn't have it anymore.
It's
not a stick.
It's not a stick. It's not a stick.
He wants to be the guy and mix it like he should do.
Because it's his. It's not
stick. Right?
That's true.
So he's selling his food in order to buy wine. He now doesn't have food. He doesn't have food. There's an address for it.
That's what the source says.
Means even if it means you'll now be going to the tamchui, which you would never have done that otherwise.
Yeah.
Why? Because I had two meals, so I'm going to be selling my wine, my meals, I'm going to be putting myself in the tamchui now. I'm going to be making myself go to the tamchui. You know what the bush of this is? The terrible degrading is a person has to now go to soup kitchen to buy, to bring his foods from the soup kitchen. Here we are, kids. This is what we're going to be eating today. Some soup kitchen. But daddy, till now we've always had our own meals. Yeah, but we have to sell our meals in order to get wine, and I don't have money for the meals. So we'll get from the soup kitchen. It's a terrible busha. The person has to do it. I feel him in a tamper. The person has to make sure he'll be getting from the tamper in the end of the day.
But that's still going against the
onion as opposed to the direct to the... Right, so it is a bit to do with the oni, but it's also a bit to do with the gavoyed stalker, because here it's going to be the gavoyed stalker going to now have to give him from the tamper.
What are you
going to give him? Food? From the source. So he sold his food to buy the wine.
So the point of the story is saying he has to do that in order to be able to get from his uncle, otherwise they have no permission to give him.
Right. Right. Right.
And we're saying they're going to obligate him to go and take a step and be material himself, go and sell your food,
in order
to buy your wine, in order to come to us.
This Tamsoy is aware that people are suffering from terrible illnesses and needs money to raise money for the illnesses. But the sons have got no right to give from this food to those people. Because this gemach, whatever it is, has been set up to provide food. That's what it's been set up for. Nothing else more than that. They've got no right to give food to other people who are not eligible for it.
Why is food?
No.
It's food.
No, it's not.
For this holiday, and it's food.
So, that's one way of looking at it.
You make it
that's one way of looking at it. That's one way of looking at it, and the Moslem did look at it that way. But the Torah does not. Food is what you need for your staple diet. Anything extras, they wouldn't be able to give cloyes and a goizin, chocolates, whatever is needed for the extra things of the Shabbos meal, afikoman presents for the Yom Tov meal, they can't do that. So it's all part of the idea. They can't do it. Their job is just food. So this guy's got food, he's not eligible. So you'll sell your wine in order to be able to get, sell your food, in order to be able to get wine, and then you'll go to the tamchui.
The Lashon is also holding a marker on the tamchui here. The marker, somebody who has more than 2 meals, the marker, they won't get wine from the tamchui.
More than one.
Rashbam is saying, go sell your clothing, go borrow money, not go to the tamchui. Rashbam.
Rashbam says, even if the Gemara Stoker don't give him anything, he has to sell himself. If the Gemara Stoker would give him, maybe it'd be good enough. We don't know what Rashbam. We don't know what Rashbam, because he doesn't speak that point out. It'd be nice, but he doesn't speak himself out in that point. All the Rashbam tells me is that even though right. What?
If you have two
children.
No. Yeah. Right, that's
a person who has 2 meals cannot collect.
Right. So he's just defining to us that we're talking about a person who's an Oni Shebanim, who doesn't even have 2 meals, because we're talking about a Tamchui guy who doesn't even have 2 meals. I feel like, you know. In Roy Dr. Right. So what do you want to say from it? What do you see from it? Where do you see that? She doesn't say that. So those are the four mahalkim we have on this. It's very small places. There's four mahalkim on learning what Mina Tamchui means. If they didn't.
They don't have money.
Because his name is starts with a Z, and by the time they got to Z, all the funds were finished.
You just finished explaining to us that somebody who has more than 2 meals doesn't get from that charity box.
So that's why we know we're talking about somebody who's an Oni Shebanim.
No, we're talking about a person who has more than 2 meals.
No. Look at Rashi again. We'll read it together. Afilu mispanish min atamchui. Even if he's a type of guy who does get his meals from a tamchui, shal stoker. Tahainu oni shebanim, the most poorest of the poor. How do I know that? Because it says Mishnah Sechos Teil that Mishi Yesha Mosin Shtei Sudeis, somebody who has enough for two meals, lo yito min ha-tamchoi, cannot take from the tamchoi. And we're talking about a person who is mispanis from the tamchoi.
We have an occasion of person
being one second, you want to know what I'm saying? And then we are talking about, like he starts off, v'afilu mispanis min ha-tamchoi. He's talking about a person who is mispanis min ha-tamchoi. So what's his budget like?
1 meal.
He doesn't have two meals.
And if he does?
No,
then it's not this person what we're talking about.
That's right, and that's more than the Rashbam who's saying that.
Yeah, it's not what we're talking about, 1 second. So what are we talking about, the Vaila, Bentayim? But what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Even if he's a very poor guy. And what happens? Afilochi, im loy nosnu loy, gaboyt soko. If the gaboyt soko didn't give in anything, yim kriz malbusho. He's poorest of the poor. He's poorest of the poor. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah kun to Rashbam?
That the poorest of the two things.
No, what is the chiddush?
One is the poorest of the poor had an obligation to go and sell clothing.
Very good.
Number two, the one who has more than two meals cannot go to the temple.
Why did he say that?
Because he said the only case I'm telling you that a person can go and get to the temple. What? Where do you see that he can't? The halacha is a person who has two meals cannot go in the charity box called Tavkui.
And therefore, if I tell
and
you,
and Rashbam is saying this mission only talks about a person who doesn't have two meals.
Right.
So where did he say to us here that a person who has two meals can go to the box? Where did he say that?
I didn't say that. He doesn't say anything.
He doesn't say anything. So I'm saying the fact that he's mentioning and he's saying it's only in that case that we're discussing not what the status quo is. A person who has two meals cannot go to the temple. See? You have no way of saying he would agree.
Why
would he say that a person who has two meals can go to the temple?
Because he could say that on Seder night, that two meals, like the matzotazza, that the wine is included in that.
You could. You can also say he doesn't hold it.
So he's not looking for the Rashbamos. He doesn't say.
He doesn't say.
All he says is the chiddush in the Mishnah is about the chiyuv to sell your skirt. Chiddush of the Mishnah.
Only.
Right.
But doesn't it indicate that clearly that a person who has two meals can go to the temple? There's no way that we would be able to...
But maybe on Seder night...
Here's what it is, you can give him top from that chapter.
But maybe on... No, that's all the chiddush of the Mishnah. No, that's
true. No, the Rashbam, if we ask right now, how does Rashbam ask in the case where a person has two meals or more, what would he say with regards to giving him funds from the temple? You can't do it.
Okay.
You might say no. You might say absolutely not.
Right, I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah. What would be somebody who doesn't have enough money, he has two meals, they're not enough for the wine. And maybe that's included in two meals for Seder night. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Yeah. Something to say. See, what he does see is somebody who doesn't even have two meals has to sell his and does it. Okay, that's the Mahalach of Tesis. Let's finish off one line, last line of Tesis. Arba Kesis. Fish Rashbam, Kineged Arba, Shene Geula, Achinish, Yisham. So we're going to start the next Tesis. Next Tesis is very, very, very Gishmak. Gishmak meaning, it gives us really the whole idea behind having Arba Kesis on Seder night. What's the point of Arba Kesis on Seder night? Why do we do it? Why do we have Arba Kesis on Seder night? So you're saying four gulas, right? Lamazain. You know what Lamazain means? Then I see. Lo yifchusu loy na Arba Kesis. You have to have Arba Kesis. Lo yifchusu loy me Arba Kesis. So, what are we talking about here? A poor guy, right? Does he have a mishpacha?
No.
He's a single guy? Doesn't have a wife? Doesn't have kids? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. The mission says, poor guy, give him four cups. Why? Should give him for all his kids as well. His wife. He needs the four cups. There's nobody else in the family. We might see a school on Mishaloi. And he'll be mighty, the whole table. He'll be mighty. Mitzvaru, it's as far as logical that. The nice Abakaisis and Kiddush, the Kalashana. What's the difference between Abakaisis and Kiddush of the rest of the year? Sheikh will mighty a school on. By Friday night, I do in my house for the whole family. So why not say the night as well? There's no Svar Lachalik. There's Svar Lachalik between Seder night and Friday night.
But it's not just something, because some minutes and Shabbos different things.
That's some minutes, four times. So in Israel, everyone will see it like four times.
But some minutes are on each year, because some minutes are...
No, maybe not. Megillah, we only one person reads for the whole Seder.
One
Menorah. One Menorah, and the Svar, only one person lights. Each baptism minutes of one person. So one person drink and four cups should be good enough. No, what's the big kasha? Big kasha, I'm saying.
That's the share, because everybody has to have this of the...
I'll give it up to me.
What have you all been eating?
Think what Tetzah is saying. The Masra'a l'chalik. Tetzah is no Sra'a l'chalik. Mitzvah, the mice now have a kids, my kids got a son.
One year hallowing the Sabbath, and one year free, and you're still reminding, remembering of the Gaulas. Everybody is free, no? No, I'll do it for you guys. I'll be free for you guys.
You're almost right, I just need to express yourself a bit better. Go on. Why do we drink albacrisis? Why do we drink
albacrisis?
Hashem, or the drinking of the wine is an expression of freedom.
An expression of freedom. It's an expression of freedom.
Leaning, we have to lean
when we drink the wine. Right? There's a way to drink it. Pastas. Before you see the status, pastas. The drinking of the wine is to show freedom. To show freedom, that's Vashta's the drink of the wine. If it's to show freedom, of course it's different to Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a din, one person has to make Kiddush, everyone else listens to the Kiddush, and that way everyone else has made Kiddush, everyone's made Kiddush. We've all been mishpatef in the idea of Kiddush. But here, there's a chiyuv that a person has to be margish ki'ilu yotzei Mitzrayim, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. How's he going to be margish? How's he feel as if he went out of Mitzrayim? Yes. You drink wine, you drink bercheya, selim when you're drinking. There's a chiyuv for every person to feel as if he went out of Mitzrayim. How's it going to help that first person should be, one guy should be making kiddush?
He'll make kiddush. They'll drink four cups.
They don't have wine.
They'll drink water.
Water's okay.
What?
What is not chayrus?
What is chayrus?
Cucumber juice maybe.
What is chayrus?
What is chayrus? So they'll have a black gemara, and the other thing is wine. But what's that got to do with the chayrus that you need? Do they chayrus?
The refining, he's eating with refining. Not to drink four cups and recline.
Why do we have to
drink? So chayrus by reclining and eating.
No. You have to drink.
Not the wine?
Yep.
Got a kid. My kid might drink this. Got a kid to go.
You need to drink wine, as they say in the Gemara. You have to drink wine.
Not for the redemption. Just for the freedom. No, but I'm saying it for you. I'm saying because of Heirut. So I'm saying you need wine when you eat.
That's right. There's a thing you have to repeat, you have to recline also when you eat. There's a thing you have to recline also when you eat.
You're asking of Heirut by reclining and eating.
But there's a chiv to recline when you're eating, and there's a chiv to drink wine in order to show Heirut.
Eating is only the balabai, and then everybody starts munching on.
How's the balabai? This chiv is going to help everyone else.
Oh! The house, he's representing the household. He's the king.
I can say the svaru de maishno mi albekoytes mi kiddush kol hashana. There definitely is a svaru lechalik. You can maybe tell me that in kol that I hold that it'd be good enough to balabai. But the one, the din on albekoytes of kiddush is possible. The din of kiddush is possible din to be mekadish the yoyim. That's all there is. But on Seder night, there's another thing. There's another element. There's an element of chayus. So of course, there's a svar lechalik. There's because if a svar to my snor mikidus. Tosfos here, the big Maromokim, we're going to see other Shem and disagree. The Tosfos here learn that the sin of making a Karba Kotes is not because of Chayus. It's not because I have to show, I have to be, feel as if I've left this shrine, and I'm a Malchus, I'm drinking loads of things. The only reason why you have Arba Kotes, is because to be, as Yossi is saying, to be Mishabeach as Hashem. That's the only reason. In fact, the Ram, if you remember, we learned, the Ram learned, the reason why we have the Arba Kotes isn't because of the safety of the Tal B'Gal to the Kafi, but just whenever we have a Brocha, we have on wine. There's a Brocha of Kiddush on wine, a Brocha of Haggadah on wine, a Brocha of Bet Zamazin on wine, and Harel, a Brocha of Harel on wine. It's nothing to do with showing Chayus. It's just possible they instituted cups of wine on every Brocha. Taisa Zichel could understand like that. That's nothing to do with Malchus. 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 Whenever you make a Brocha on Brit Milah, right? What do you do? On wine. Why? What's Malchus got to do with Brit Milah? So the halach is, whenever you Meshavech Hashem, whenever you do a mitzvah, whenever you Meshavech Hashem, you do on wine. We do. Bismillah, the Jew and wine. Oh, hello, very good, okay. Yeah. I'm certain, you're right, it's good to on Seder night we do, but in Shul we don't for that. It's good to honor. But whenever, on most mitzvahs, whenever we do the mitzvah, the simcha, we do it on over case of yayin. So Mela, nothing to do with leaning or anything, nothing to do with malchus or feeling the freedom of leaving Mitzrayim. So Mela, my shalat from Kiddush. Kiddush, the father can do it. So here as well, why can't I say that? The father can do it. That's what Tzitzis holds. Now, even if you hold like this, just said, it's because of a Shene Geula, that still, so that's why they instituted every mitzvah to do it with a Kesher Yayin. At the end of the day, it's just an idea in order to make a bracha of Yayin on this mitzvah. So just like in Kiddush, the father makes a bracha of Yayin on the mitzvah of Kiddush, and he's moitzed the tibble. So on that God, it would be the same thing. The father would make a bracha of Yayin on that God, and he might get all tibble. That's just a status. Maishna have a case of Mekiddush. This status is radical. It's radical, and it's not the pastors. It's not the pastors, and as you learn the Gemara, as you learn the page too, you'll see the difficulties. Dritkirov here on this status, he's on the Rambam. Mechiah from other Rishonim that no, there's two dinim by Arba Kotes. Right, two dinim. One dinim of Arba Kotes is, yes, just to make Kiddush. Another dinim of Arba Kotes is to show Malchus, to show Chayus, to show that we're leaving. And that's the dinim on every person. So when it's possible, every person needs to drink wine. We'll see, a little bit further on, we'll see what the wrong hole.
If we don't leave when we drink, you have to drink again. When you're drinking the course.
It's very difficult, comes to taste.
Now what? If you didn't lean, you have to drink again.
Why?
I didn't lean, I didn't lean, I have to eat again.
Why? If you didn't lean when you drank wine, now look, you have to drink again.
Indicative of the fruit.
If you didn't lean when you had matzah, you have to eat again. If the whole reason why we're drinking the wine is just if the father can do it, so it's nothing really to do with chayyus, so why if he doesn't lean, does he have to drink again? The brisker of asked this. It's a difficulty. Kabbalistic, we're not learning Kabbalah, please, no. That's the difficulty on this. But tell us what this is, Maishna, there's no Svar Lachali between the Kotes of Yayin and Kiddush. Arba Kotes and Kiddush. So we're going to carry on this place from Yad Shem tomorrow. And when we gave homework yesterday to learn the Tzitzis and learn the Gemara and Tzitzis and Tzitzis. And that's about enough homework.